This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. We're with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
It seems we had a bit of a technical issue with WhatsApp, but it seems to be working now. So you can try again. 018-789-8899. Let us know what you think about open office spaces. A blessing or a curse? Are you for them or against them? We'll get to some more messages in just a couple of minutes. In fact, let's do that now. We've had a couple of WhatsApp messages. Let's get to those.
Yeah, so this is from numbers 3407. It says that primary reason for open office concept and hot desk is to save cost, no?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It yes, does no, save cost. Yes, no, yes,
yes. Yes, I would say yes. Yes.
I have no clue.
All right. We've also got Pretty Asian Things who said she's for them, but private spaces must be made available to for those people who need them sometimes.
Yeah, so we've also got a tweet in as well from @NelsonUSM who says, it's generally a good thing when your function thrives on collaboration, but there must be ample meeting rooms and conference call pods.
Yep.
Senior managers should also have a place of their own to think so that they can also have one-to-one meetings as well.
Interesting stuff, yep. All good suggestions.
I like it.
Right, let's move on to story number three. It's all about Snapchat dysmorphia.
Dysmorphia, yeah.
Mm.
What a happy story.
Right? Yeah. Why did you pick this? Well, it is Monday, I suppose.
Yeah.
Go on then.
So this is a term that doctors have coined because they wanted to describe the psychology of patients who seek cosmetic surgery procedures to look more like the filtered versions of themselves.
On Snapchat or Instagram or whatever, I assume.
Yeah, mostly Snapchat. Mm. So mainly these people, they filter themselves to such an extent that now they want to change their faces permanently using plastic surgery to look like the people that they look on Snapchat. Wow. That doesn't mean getting like dog tongues and stuff, but you know, just like slimming
thankfully,
them down. Yeah,
yes.
Slimming them down, having bigger eyes, sharper noses and stuff.
Yeah, because this isn't the first time that Snapchat has been kind of, that Snapchat has come under fire for their filters as well, because a lot of their filters tend to either lighten your skin tone or make your eyes bigger or make your face slimmer.
Right.
And that in and of itself has led a lot of, a lot of people to just say that Snapchat is trying to kind of, you know, create these beauty standards that people can't live up to, especially people of color, you know, where they might not be that light skin tone and stuff like that. But it doesn't come with the idea that, oh, it's just like a fun filter. It comes under like a kind of perfection sort of idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this piece was done by doctors from Boston University School of Medicine's Department of Dermatology, and it was published in the JAMA Facial Plastic Surgery magazine. And they said that patients were requesting for fuller lips, bigger eyes, thinner noses, just to look like the people that they look like on social media or as their Snapchat versions of themselves. And then those filtered selfies often present an unattainable look that are blurring the lines of reality and fantasy for these patients. That's what the doctors are saying. So they're trying to become something that they, even plastic surgeons are finding it super difficult to make them look like the person that they want to look like. Because it's just, you know, you can't have eyes that are that huge.
That's huge.
That's not plastic surgery. That's like, you know, that's like a warp.
That's like anime.
Yeah, that's like anime. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. They also say that the pervasiveness of these filters, filtered images, can take a toll on one's self-esteem, making one feel inadequate for not looking a certain way in the real world, and may even act as a trigger and lead to body dysmorphic disorder, or BDD.
Right.
So once that happens, then they have to go for a bunch of other treatments and stuff to make sure that they get their older psychology back.
I mean, there's a few local celebrities I follow on Instagram and whatever, and some of their stories fairly recently have been about them going for procedures,
mm-hmm.
you know, to change their nose and their eyes and their chin. And this seems to be quite a big issue here in Malaysia. You know, it's not just about Snapchat. It's not just about Instagram. There just seems to be something about certain celebrities here that want whiter skin. They want bigger eyes. They want their behind to look smaller, you know, all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, when you scroll through, it makes me feel sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, body dysmorphia in general is something that I think a lot of people don't talk about. And it's not helped by how, you know, unrealistic a lot of the
right.
bodies that we see in media
yeah.
are. So with body dysmorphia, you physically see yourself differently
right.
than what you actually are like. And so, for example, you'll see a lot of Photoshop fails, for example, on the internet of models who have been like retouched to be too thin or too whatever. But when you see that, the more you look at it, the more normal it looks, and that's terrifying.
Agreed. Mm.
So really, it's really about just making sure that we try to understand that, you know, what we constitute as beauty doesn't have to follow these ideals. And I am personally, I feel that if you are really in a place where you think plastic surgery will help you, you know, on a kind of emotional level and stuff like that, and you can afford to, then, you know,
then fine.
You know, by all means, that's something that you need to do for yourself.
Right.
But don't do it to, you know, live up to ideals that you can't reach.
What bothers me more about that, Chris, is that not only are these people doing it, you know, for their own benefits or whatever, but then they're publishing it on their Instagram feeds and whatever, and they're trying to normalize it. You know, I've done this, it's made me feel better, therefore if you feel bad about yourself, go, that's fine. But, you know, don't publish it as though it's something that, you know, if you feel bad, you should just go and do it and forget about the consequences.
I think, you know, it's important to remember that everyone has a very individual relationship with the way that they view their own body and their own face and their own physical appearance. Mm. So, you know, all well and good to do what works for you, but just be careful about promoting that to other people, because they may be, you know, they may see that in a very, very different light.
Right.
This is how easy it is to get duped by the person that you see in your phones and stuff. There's once when I went to buy like a new phone for myself. This is like a few years ago. So I went to where they had all the phone displays and stuff. When I was testing out, so normally what people do is they test out the camera first, and it's always the front camera.
Yeah.
You take one picture with the camera, the actual camera, and then you take one picture with the selfie cam just to see how both work, right? So I was testing out phone by phone, and I got to this phone, which was one of the higher end models. And this one had like the best shot. I suspected something was up when I realized that I'm not that thin and my cheeks were missing. And I'm like, why does this picture look weird? And it did something with your hair. It made your hair look blacker and your eyes look slightly bigger. And the lighting was like almost perfect.
Yeah.
But I knew that I was not that slim for a fact.
Right.
And then I went and checked the phone's filter settings, and it was set to like the highest beautification thing or whatever. Mm. Then I went and tested all the other phones that were displayed, and all of them had their beautify filter on. The one that's inbuilt in the phone. Mm. So I'm like, this is how even phones want to sell themselves. Like, you know, you want to sell like a model. And one of the higher end ones have like better algorithms and stuff. So they know how to slim you without you knowing that it's doing what it's doing.
Which is terrifying.
Yeah, it is. But that's how easy it is to sort of look at something and go like, this picture looks nice. You don't know why it looks nice, but you think that the camera is doing a better job.
I mean, something like that is going to stop people from looking in a mirror and spend all of their time staring into the phone.
Which is what people do now.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really say anything because I take a lot of selfies now. But you know, it is what it is, and as long as you find a place to be comfortable with your own body the way that it is, then you know, all the more power to you.
Alright, do we have any more messages regarding our first story? No? Let's take a short break then. Let's have a little bit of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We've got Can't Stop coming here next on Enterprise Biz Bites. When we get back, final story of the day. It is all about asking yourself these questions before you say yes or no to anything. Don't go anywhere. You listen to Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.